Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Maxie, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Dave. I got to tell you, I just got back from a run and it is perfect conditions right now. When you get done, go for your run because it's about 72 degrees and no wind and feels just great out there right now.
Yeah, I will. That's a great advice. It is. We wait so long for summer, Max. You got to take advantage of it. Hey, I wanted to ask
That's right. And you, I don't know if Mike Lynch is doing the marathons now that he's retired or not, but we should find out.
Well, I can guarantee he's not because he invited me over for a beer, so I'm going to guess he's... Of course, the way that guy trained, you know, when he ran the Dublin Marathon, of course, he ran through town and he called me as he's running it on the air, and he kept count of the pubs that he passed. So I don't know. Maybe.
His training didn't is not... pass.
Exactly. Yeah, he stopped in during the race, for Pete's sake. So his training may not be the textbook for other runners, but I know one thing.
But he got it done. He got it done, yeah.
He did it, yeah, what, six, seven, eight times he ran marathons. Hey, Maxie, I wanted to ask you about the fall, because it looks like our Minnesota College Athletic Conference, that's that 24 team, and they've got the community colleges in there, all the junior colleges. Apparently they're postponing the fall sports, or at least the high-risk ones.
Yeah, it's getting there, man. I said Hamlin yesterday with Chip Taylor. He's the coach there, and I talked to Peter Haugen last night, the coach from Gustavus, on the air. And you know, they've gone to the mode of, you know, it's not our decision. Keep these kids engaged, keep them training, keep them getting ready. You know, have the NCAA has lifted a lot of things so that they can do more communications during the summer because they didn't have them in the spring. So the good news is they've relented on some of their rules so the coaches can stay in touch with the athletes at a more active pace, albeit electronically. Now, in the case of those sports, they could do really anything they want. If they wanted to have a spring season, they could with the Minnesota sports. If they can find a way to, you know, to make that work, they could, because they're not as contingent on money. There's a budget to it, but the budget comes from student fees and everything else. It's not driven by television money, ticket revenue. It's just part of the overall budget that the different community colleges and universities have, colleges that in the state of Minnesota have. So if they truly choose to get that in and you just substitute your spring season becomes your fall season, they could give the kids that experience, which is number one on the list. Where it gets a little bit dicey here as you head towards the revenue producers, the big money makers, because not only does the Big Ten, the University of Minnesota football program support all the other athletic teams on campus, they also put a big chunk of money into the pool so that all NCAA levels you can have playoffs and tournaments and things like that. And so that does affect the small colleges because the big pot is driven by the big schools. And ultimately, you can't have those experiences without money and travel. And Dave, you've made some of those trips. And that's generally funded by, you know, BCS and things like that. So there is a big effect here that will affect the small colleges as well.
I see John Alt's son, Joe, is going to go to Notre Dame.
Yeah, big John, of course, his son Mark played at Creighton-Durham Hall and then went on and played. He took Creighton-Durham Hall to a state championship as a quarterback and then played hockey for the Gophers and professionally. And now his next son, he sent it to Tino Grace. And he's apparently a big, strong. I've seen him in basketball. I've seen him play. And they got a great point guard out there, Tino Grace and Joe Alt's on that team. And he's a big, strong, you know, kind of like his dad-looking guy. And John had a great career, of course, a Columbia Heights guy, They were in Moundsview for a while, and then sent their kids to private schools. But he looks like a real deal kind of thing, fundamentally so sound and well coached from his father, and looks like he has a pretty good future, so a good one for Notre Dame to land.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Did you get out to practice yesterday for the Twins?
I did not go to practice yesterday for the Twins. We were doing other things. Byron Buxton came in, though. That was the news of the day. He came in and reported the camp, and so they just nice to see him there. And then, obviously, they got the schedule released last night, and Rocco Baldelli was listening to his press conference. He was saying now they think they got 36 games in 38 days or 37 days in the middle of it. So already it's funny because, as you know, Dave, I've never seen a schedule made out that a coach or manager didn't think it was somehow not in their favor. and they're all the same, right? Eventually, you got to play the same amount of games and the same road, same, you know. But Rocco's a positive guy. He's not the kind that's looking for excuses. But like every time the schedule comes out for the NHL, the NBA, football, everybody picks it apart. And coaches always, well, I can't believe they're sending us on the road two straight weeks in November. Okay.
We all got problems. Yeah.
We all got problems, right? Yeah.
Hey, Maxie, I wanted to bring up the starters. I just got the rotation here for Old Dutch for baseball when it opens up.
Yes.
And this is the order. This is the order that you and I will start in this year. When, of course, as you and I traditionally do, we listen to that first game on the radio out in your backyard. So it'll be the starting bag will be Old Dutch Ripple potato chips. Then it'll be Dutch Crunch sour cream and dill kettle chips. Then Old Dutch potato chips and the Old Dutch potato chips and kettle chips. But what we're doing this year is in our rotation. When I say Old Dutch Ripple chips, there's a lot of varieties. When I say Old Dutch potato chips, we're talking dill pickle, we're talking cheddar and sour cream, we're talking onion and garlic and a sour cream and onion. So we'll kind of rotate them in so that everybody gets a fair chance.
Right, and we're taking advantage. You know, this is a different season, and we recognize that. And so we're going to try some different things here, and maybe it'll change the game going forward. We don't know, but the here and now is that. And that's where we're going to start the season. You know, we might change. There's no reason to believe that at some point in time, the dill aren't going to be at the top of the order, first inning chips. And then, you know, as we work our way through, obviously, it's different bags and depends on. There's going to be nights when, in the second inning, we're going to go to the barbecue chips. And maybe not even knowing that going into that night that we were going to go that direction. But I think that's the kind of things that we've talked to the Old Dutchers about this, the real chippers that you want to do with this season. It is experiment, work on your gut, and make your decisions based on that. But there's no reason to believe the traditional chips couldn't be a fifth inning chip at some point in this season. I know people are going to say tonight, whoa, you know, I wasn't ready for that this morning. But I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying those are the things we're talking about.
You're just being honest. You're just letting people know that it's transparency.
Yeah, I'm just being honest about it. Yep.
Here's the thing.
We're looking at new ways too, you know. Yeah.
Well, we've done a lot of analytics, a lot of data, a lot of testing for Old Dutch, you and I have. And pardon the expression, Maxie, but as the season wears on with Old Dutch, you and I will crunch the numbers.
We've crunched the numbers, and we're still not sold on, you know, what the closing chip is going to be.
You mentioned
the Dutch Crunch. We talked long and hard about that, you know, in the ninth inning. Is that going to be the one that satisfies? I think there's a chance, and I think there's a strategy with all those games in the middle that, you know, there's going to be a time when, you know, maybe for three or four days in a row it's Dutch Crunch. I don't know.
Yeah. You got to go with what's hot. It could be sour cream and onion, which, as you know, has been a favorite of ours through these many years. But I think we're both smart enough to know if dill pickle's performing or if the brand new Korean barbecue street taco potato chips are performing, they're going to get a chance to be eaten. That's how we roll.
Yeah, and we'll get the data from the truck drivers. They tell us everything we need to know, and then we just put it into it. But, you know, some of it just comes from, again, gut feel and understanding and situations because, you know, analytics are great, but at some point in time, you said it, you got to crunch the numbers, and we're not afraid to act on that.
Old Dutch Foods. Go to their website, olddutchfoods.com. Better yet, go to the store and pick some up and get your starting lineup for the upcoming season. Up next, Dave St. Peter joins us. Maxie's back here at 8:40 on WCCO's Morning News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.